What?
How's it going?
Naked.
Good to see you.
Pimp. Wait, you're recording?
Could you put a towel underneath your taint?
No.
Hey, everyone. This is the Yoshi Cast. I'm Yoshi.
And I'm that other guy.
And today we're doing another trailer trashing episode. This time we're going to talk about the new Ghostbusters trailer.
With the ladies.
With the ladies. So we got to watch it first. Hang on.
Okay.
It's a class 4 apparition. That's okay. She seems peaceful.
My name is Erin Gilbert, doctor of particle physics. That's stuff went everywhere, by the way, in every crack. Very hard to wash off.
We have dedicated our whole lives to studying the paranormal. Now there's sightings all over the city.
There are people out there that need our help.
Holtzman, you're a brilliant engineer.
Erin, no one's better at quantum physics than you.
We can provide a real service.
I'm joining the club.
You guys are really smart about this science stuff, but I know New York. And I can borrow a car from my uncle.
You didn't disclose that the vehicle was going to be a hearse.
It's a Cadillac.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Sorry.
I'll let you.
Next time.
Someone is creating a device that amplifies paranormal activity, and we might be the only ones who can stop it.
Holtzman, come on.
The hat is too much, right? Is it the wig or the hat?
There's a bigger picture at hand here. These ghosts can possess the human form.
Oh, hell no. The devil is a liar. Get out of my friend, ghost.
So we just watched it.
Just watched Ghostbusters trailer.
For the first time.
For the first time.
How do you feel, sir?
It was enjoyable. Yeah. It had really good sound. Yeah, I don't know. The ghosts look really good, but like really good for like a video game. And I just remember the ghosts. I mean, I grew up with the 80s ghosts of, you know, they were just using different footage over other footage, so it was transparent.
Right.
These ghosts didn't seem transparent. I didn't see, they were just really glowy.
They were glowy, yeah.
Blue glowy or green glowy. Slimer looks like he's back.
Mm-hmm.
Probably the funnest part of the trailer was the slap, I'd say.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
What do you think was funniest?
Well, here's the...
Because I know you laughed. You LOL'd.
I LOL'd.
I saw the tweet.
So...
At Yusatana.
I watched it before you did, and then I realized we need to podcast this, so don't watch it, Bo.
Gotcha.
I laughed about halfway through the first... ghost vomiting on the character.
Oh, man.
And up until that point...
It was serious.
I was thinking in my head, Jesus Christ, they've just rehashed the exact same script as the original movie. But then I thought, oh, they're going to play up the funny angle a little bit. After that, after she says, you know, it took too much... It was everywhere, like every crack. It took a lot to wash off. It, to me, just slowly went downhill. I think the ghosts look great. I will give it that. I think
they look video game great. Does that make sense to you? Like, I mean, I guess they play more Skyrim and stuff like that, they were just blue and glowy, and that looked very... I mean, it was very solid, very real, very clean and good-looking.
Mm-hmm.
But it looked so real that it looked fake. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Because the old school, you know, double exposure, essentially... or animating on top of the celluloid, was see-through, and it looked fakey because it was see-through, but that's also because they're ghosts. They are something else, you know?
Yes.
This reminded me a lot of video games for whatever reason.
Okay, well, it didn't to me, but, you know, it wasn't too long ago I played that PlayStation 3 Ghostbusters game.
Which was pretty awesome.
Yeah, and so I just don't think that when I watch the trailer. I'm worried. I mean, I want to see another trailer. If just going off this trailer, I'd probably go see the film. But I'm worried that maybe that one vomit joke is the funniest thing in the movie to me.
Yeah,
like, did they just blow everything? And it's not fair to do that.
Well,
and
that's not even a very good joke. That's just sort of like, I don't know, it's just... somebody farting. It's not...
Well, it's...
Like, there's fart jokes, and then there's just somebody farting. And that fart... Somebody farting is not that funny.
You remember in Revenge of the Nerds, where that one guy takes a piss, and it's like a 20-minute piss? You know? It's like, after 1 minute, you're like, dude, that's funny and impressive. But after the second minute, you're like, this needs to end. The vomit didn't go on that long. The vomit was just...
this is the trailer, so I'm sure it's probably going to keep on going in the movie.
Probably. I don't know what to think. I mean, is this a reboot?
Yeah, it was totally. They didn't clarify. Are these the Ghostbusters daughters that have no idea about the ghostbusting? What relation do they have to the original?
Yeah, I really thought they would pull a whole franchise thing.
But I know that there's like another reboot in the works that has now become the sanctioned reboot. Mm-hmm. So this had to become sort of like its own universe.
There's another Ghostbusters film?
I've at least heard talk of about an official reboot using like the original Ghostbusters, which is why I don't think any of the originals. Maybe Bill Murray's going to make an appearance in this, but he's probably not going to actually be his Ghostbuster. Peter Venkman.
I haven't heard that.
Yeah, it'll just be like Bill Murray playing somebody else. Okay. What I've heard. And again, I could be wrong. Yeah, it's a very weird universe. It's like they're doing definite throwbacks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Cadillac hearse instead of an ambulance, essentially making something look exactly the same.
Yeah.
But is it happenstance that, like, these daughters, like, they totally could be the daughters because they've somewhat had the same characters.
Yeah.
You know, they got Dan Aykroyd was the smart guy. There was Egon, another smart guy.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's two of the same smart guys. Peter Venkman was the funny psychologist or more mental guy. And then you had the black guy, Winston.
Winston.
I actually don't remember what his backstory was.
This is probably the part of the trailer that bugs me the most. So in this trailer, you got a black gal who unfortunately appears to be playing the stereotypical black girl. Scream at everything.
Slap things.
Slapstick person and not a real character. Whereas Winston Zeddemore in the movie came in halfway through, applied for a job. Treats it like a blue-collar job. Like, you know, we're exterminators. That's what we're doing. And, you know, he played a person, a character. Whereas I feel like this one is a caricature of...
Yeah. It'd be hard for me to make that, but I can see where you'd...
Yeah.
Because it was just so short of her. All the characters were actually very limited.
Which is the problem with trailers. You assume a lot. Which
Ghostbusterette was the hottest? The blonde. She's probably a lesbian, but...
Kristen Wiig.
I've seen Kristen Wiig be hot, but I don't know if she's being hot Kristen
Wiig. They weren't sold to be like... Right. You know, they're...
I'm just asking you what your penis thinks.
That's what my penis thinks. Kristen Wiig, there you go.
Okay.
Let's go get a soda.
Okay.
Let this digest.
I probably should have watched Ghostbusters before doing this.
Yeah, I thought about that. I thought about telling Hannah that too. But...
Or even just read a Wikipedia summary.
Yeah. But you've seen the movie, you're not without context.
No.
I don't know where False Outer pointed us, or at least I don't know what the name of it was.
Remember that parking lot when we did Deadpool that you spun around in? That's False Outer.
Oh.
It's just a huge parking lot at the end of the road, and it has a nice view.
Gotcha.
That's why I suggested it, because it's not terribly far from where we are. Could also just be Sandy Beach, but...
Yeah, I think I'll do Sandy.
How do you think this will contrast and compare it to Ghostbusters 2? Better or worse?
You know, I'm one of those people that didn't hate Ghostbusters 2.
I'm not a hater, but it was sort of a change of tone.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't... Like, Ghostbusters 1 is a legit horror comedy.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's a comedy horror, I guess, because it has a happy ending. But there are terrifying moments in Ghostbusters 1 for a kid. This, I see more comedic slapstick. And Ghostbusters 2 was all just sort of comedy.
Yeah.
There were, like, gross scenes, but there wasn't... There's the slime in the bathtub, and that's kind of disgusting, but in a different way. Women bathing slime. And which they're hitting on again. Oh, my God, I just made the best connection. Yeah, it looks weirdly like they're rediscovering the Ghostbusters tech, and then just sort of making improvements.
Yeah, it almost feels like a solid reboot, and that's... I don't know. I mean, not that it makes a difference, but...
I think the Star Wars Awakenings proves that a reboot that steals too much from the original isn't necessarily a bad thing if it does it well.
Okay.
But you haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it yet, no.
No. Well, a lot of it is just a New Hope plot again.
Oh, really?
But with new, younger people.
Mm.
But it was, in terms of a reboot, it's way better than just, like, nerfing a whole bunch of material and, like, shitting on all of the legend. And I'd rather see recycled content than new content that just craps over history. If that makes sense.
It does.
Because in a lot of ways it was more of an homage than a trashing of canon. And that's okay with me. Kristen Wiig is funny, so I have high hopes for her.
And it's not even, you know, this isn't, I don't think this is at all, like, our concern / negative critique of a movie I think we still both want to see.
Oh, yeah, I'll see
is
it.
Is not that there's women in the lead roles.
Oh, not at all.
It's that it's too far removed from the original.
Or like, I just don't see the connection to the original.
Story. Yeah.
Which could work if they justify it and it doesn't take too much work. Right. But I'd suspect that this trailer would somehow connect itself to the originals. But maybe they can't legally. I have no idea.
That's interesting.
Do you know what it really strikes me of tonally is like Men in Black.
Oh, God. I hate that movie.
I actually like it. But it tonally, it just reminds me of that. Like, especially with all these monsters. They're like these creepy, weird things. But there's no real threat to the main characters. Mm-hmm. Because they're creepy and weird, but they're all CGI and it's sort of happy campy.
Yeah. No, I hear what you're saying. God, I didn't make that connection. But
it's not a direct connection, it's just tonally.
Yeah. God, I am so not a fan of Men in Black.
But they were very successful films.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean they're good.
Yeah, but studios don't give a shit about good.
They, I mean, Twilight was a successful film, but nobody would say it's good.
I mean, vampires like it. Better than 50 Shades of Grey?
I haven't seen or read that one yet.
There's butt play in that one, so there's that.
Okay. If butt play is what you're into, Bo, I don't want to take anything away from you.
It'll be a fun popcorn film. I will probably laugh at it. I'll probably roll my eyes at some of the humor that doesn't quite work.
Right.
Like the vomit that goes on forever.
It's amazing that we have such contrasting views of that scene.
Well, and here's the thing, too, is now that we know that that's jokes in there, is that I will not laugh in the theaters at that. I might laugh at all the people laughing at it, because, mm-hmm. like, they're tools who are laughing at a joke that they already know.
Yeah.
I mean, I might be amused, tops, but I'm not going to loll about it.
You know what we should do? Let's pause this.
And then have gay sex.
No. See if we can. Well, I'm not saying no because I'm not gay. I'm just saying there's not enough time. I need worked up. But let's pause this. Let's watch the original Ghostbusters trailer.
Boom.
And see what the differences are.
And then have gay sex? Just ruined your podcast.
You didn't. I can edit you out. It can just be a conversation with me.
Ghosts.
Hello, Ghostbusters.
They're real.
You do?
They're mean.
You have?
They're here.
We got one!
Ghostbusters.
Hey, anybody see a ghost?
They catch the ghost that won't stay dead. They're armed. They're dangerous.
Try to imagine all life as you know it stopping instantaneously and every molecule in your body exploding at the speed of light.
All right, that's bad. Okay. All right, important safety tip. Thanks, Egon.
They're professionals.
Oh. I'm the chairman of the largest paranormal removal company in America.
You see it?
They're all that stands between you and the end of the world.
The city is headed for a disaster of biblical proportion.
Real wrath of God type stuff. Fire and brimstone coming down from the sky.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
Your girlfriend lives in the corner penthouse of Spook Central.
You want this body?
Is this a trick question?
Dick! Hold! Hit him up! Smoke him! Bring him hard! Ready!
Ghostbusters. starring Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd, Sigourney Weaver, Harold Ramis, Rick Moranis. Who you gonna call? Ghostbusters.
We came, we saw, we kicked it.
All right, we just saw the original 1984 Ghostbusters trailer.
Man, that movie was good.
That movie was good. That trailer was good. It was, when you think about the scenes that they showed, they didn't give away anything that would destroy the enjoyment of the film.
They gave away the idea of it's this working company that fights the paranormal,
mm-hmm.
that the paranormal is building, and the big plot that they gave away was that Venkman's girlfriend, Sigourney Weaver, lives in Spook Central. That'd
yeah.
probably be the biggest spoilery close.
But that's not the type of thing that, like, when I'm watching the movie in the theater, I'm going to feel like, aww.
Oh, they ruined that. No.
Well, you know, like, I'm concerned now. Like, the vomit joke is really at the pinnacle. Like, that joke is forever ruined.
Right.
Maybe.
I forgot how hot Sigourney Weaver was.
Ripley? Absolutely.
I mean, she's still actually just as hot, which is kind of crazy.
Yeah.
I'd bone her.
Oh. After me.
I forgot how many sexual innuendos there were in that goddamn film.
Yeah.
I am the gatekeeper. Are you the key master? And all that kind of crap. That's penis and vagina jokes.
Wow. Thanks for the clarification. Man. I just don't feel like... Maybe it's because we've seen the movie. I'll give it that caveat. But I just don't feel like watching the original trailer that, like, I feel like going into it, all the best stuff has been shown.
Oh, no.
You know, you don't see Slimer in the original trailer.
No.
You don't see the library ghost in the original trailer. You see
the reaction to the library
ghost. You see Asp. It's like, it almost feels like the new trailer, you have to see a ghost to believe that the ghost is there. Whereas in the original 84 trailer,
they're just showing reactions.
Well, you're showing reactions, but you're also showing that ghosts can be invisible doing shit. Like, yeah. You know.
The strings, the books on strings.
Right.
It was really well done. Resorting themselves for the technology at the hand. That was actually kind of awesome.
And cards flying out of the Dewey Decimal stacks.
Card catalog.
Yeah, card catalog.
And you didn't see things like the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man, which are staples of the film, of the original.
Right, absolutely. You didn't. You did not.
To be fair, we're going to watch the film, and I'll probably enjoy it. I just probably won't. It'll have to convince me to buy it. You know what I mean? I'll see it in the theaters.
Yeah.
I'll probably laugh, and I'll probably eat your popcorn. Yeah, we'll see. I mean, it could be a lot cleverer. The movie, the new movie, could become more clever than the trailer that we're seeing. Easily.
Mm-hmm.
It's just trailers are very different now than they were.
Yeah, but...
Often trailers now spoil films.
I guess I'm trying to think of a movie I've seen where it was destroyed by the trailer. Maybe Deadpool. I don't feel like the trailer destroyed Deadpool for
me. It did show me too much action.
Okay.
All of the action, like the long action sequences, I saw the fight already in the trailers. But that didn't ruin the plot of the film or a lot of the jokes of the film.
Mm-hmm. What about, like, let's go back to as far as Avengers or Avengers 2. Did those trailers ruin the movies for you? I'm going to go no.
I'm going to say no. I mean, Avengers 2 biggest problem is that it was too much like Avengers 1, and Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch ultimately weren't that important, and they leaked that too early. I would have loved to have seen Age of Ultron and not know that the Scarlet Witch was in it.
Yeah.
That would have been nice, because it would have been like, oh, shit. I would have had nerdgasm in the theater instead of, like, a hypegasm.
The only way this day and age that's going to happen is if we all avoid
the big
cinema news whatsoever. You know, trailers and cinema news. We just like, oh, hey, Age of Ultron, what the fuck? Let's go this weekend.
Well, I mean, there's stuff being leaked on the internet, and then there's stuff that they deliberately put in the trailers. But I guess it's better for them to put it in the trailers and have it get leaked. Because then it's their choice, not having responded to something stolen from them.
Right. All right, fuck.
Don't cross the streams.
Don't cross the streams.
Until you have to in Ghostbusters 2.
Let's do the one thing we can do. No, they did at the end of Ghostbusters
1. Oh, yeah.
But that's a good show title, Don't Cross the Streams.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Hashtag. Yeah, the Ghostbusters being girls, not bothered with, not phased with at all.
Totally into that.
It's how it connects to the original two movies that I'm most curious about. I'm not let down by this trailer, and they could answer it in another trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Or they could just wait till they film to kind of answer that.
I don't know when this movie's coming out, but I wonder...
I feel like the summer would be my guess.
I wonder if they're going to do like a San Diego Comic-Con. Like a bunch of trailers come out at San Diego Comic-Con. And I wonder if this will be like the second trailer will be one of them. I don't know what else they'd show at Comic-Con. We might probably get like a Doctor Strange trailer.
Oh yeah, that'd be rad.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Marvel's always got something.
We'll see what happens to the expanded DC universe once that film comes out. Bats vs. S.
What?
All right. No. All right. Say goodbye, Bo.
Bye.
So now I'm here with my wife, Hanna. Say hi.
Hello.
And we're going to watch the new Ghostbusters trailer.
I really hope it's decent.
There we go.
I so want it to be good, but it doesn't look good. Oh. It's just sad. What do you think?
I thought it was good up until the end of her explaining that the vomit was in every crack. Like, after that point,
yeah.
To me, it just
went to silly.
Yeah.
You know, like Bridesmaids silly, where it's, like, good for a couple of laughs, but the funny things are in the trailer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's also the very first trailer.
This is true. I don't know. That's just so sad. I mean, I'm totally for... And I had no idea that they were going to do, like, a female version of Ghostbusters, which I think is really very smart of them to not even... But I feel like there's no throwback to the original, really, at all, except for the fact that they're almost exactly the same and they're females. So I just don't get that, I guess.
Okay.
It would make more sense if they were, like, descendants of the original Ghostbuster... gang or something like that.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, but they're obviously not. They're their own people who just happen to get a hearse and just happen to call it Ecto-1. And, you know, like, that kind of stuff just bugs me.
It does feel like a reboot.
Yeah, well...
Not like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, no, it does. It feels like a reboot with females.
Right.
And I also feel like... I feel like it's been done... before, and they're, like, using several different parts of the original, like, they're using all three of the original movies as, or, it's just two.
Yeah.
It's just two movies. I was like, what's the third movie? No, but they're using the first two, like, because there's the goo stuff that comes out of the faucet or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That one I hate. But that's the second one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That one scared the shit out of me when I was little. But, so there's, like, stuff in the faucet that then, like, comes out of the sink and then gets in her face and then she's possessed by a ghost. Like, that just, I don't know. I feel like it's been done.
It does feel like...
It's contrived.
Like, it's almost like, did we just see all the good stuff in the trailer?
Yeah, well, that's what I said, yeah.
Now,
yeah,
like that, isn't you that? Remember the first film.
So that's not the one, that's not the goo one.
The Marshmallow Man.
Yeah.
Stay Puft.
Yes.
Let's watch that trailer.
Okay.
And because I think that is going to make you say something here.
Okay. I'm ready.
You want this body?
Is this a trick question?
We came, we saw, we kicked it.
So that trailer, I counted, it showed one ghost. Everything else was
like a human, you know, or like a...
You didn't see... The ghosts were doing stuff, but you couldn't see them.
Was there a ghost, or was it
the
Slimer?
The one coming out of the subway.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the whole library thing?
Yeah.
The cards flying out in the books? You don't see the ghosts.
No, you don't.
Because ghosts could be... in the new
Which
one...
Which is good to me. I like that you don't see them, that they're... You know, that's what I was like. I like that kind of stuff where it's like the book went from one side to the other, you know, without any,
you
couldn't see what was moving it.
And we're not, you know, we're jumping to conclusions, but we've seen the original movie. We just saw the trailer for it. The trailer doesn't feel like it gives anything away or is put too much.
Yeah, it kind of does, but it doesn't really.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you don't have the backstory of why they got together, which is in the new trailer. They're like, oh, well, we need to fight the things because all the guys are coming and we have a real commodity here.
Right.
You know, like,
So.
Yeah, and they didn't even give away the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man in that.
They didn't give away the big baddie, though, in the new one. They kind of hinted. It's somebody amplifying,
but
they didn't give it away who
that's
that was.
True.
It's probably Bill Murray.
Oh, that's too bad. Hey, you know what? Maybe it'll surprise us and it'll be actually
pretty good. I hope it does. All right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.